Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Wow. Everything getting bit. The biggest story, the biggest scandal of the Biden administration so far is breaking, like fireworks going off on the 4th of July. And Tim, if you could turn the audio on, that'd be great. Fireworks going off on the 4th of July. And almost nobody's noticing it because there's so much other news. It's incredible what we are finding out, Lee. We dodged such a bullet with the election of Donald Trump. I can't even put it into words. They were clearly getting ready with the help of Judge Boasberg, a crooked judge who, yes, must be impeached. It is a threat to the continued existence of the Republic. Every day, Judge Boasberg serves unpunished. That's how bad this was. We're now finding out the extent of Arctic Frost, and what it was Plan B. Plan A was to imprison Donald Trump for the rest of his life in punishment for daring to challenge the Democrats and ultimately the Uniparty and the fading globalist wannabe international dictatorship. But Plan B, the second phase, once Trump was safely locked away for the rest of his life, 700 years he was facing across a quadruple redundant set of cases, some in the federal government, you know, courts, some in the state courts, so that should he somehow manage to win, he couldn't pardon himself because he would be in prison in Fulton County, Georgia. That was the plan. James Comey, disgraced FBI director, even laid that out. Well, you know, we don't have to put him in general population. My plan is to go ahead and put him in a trailer, you know, inside the prison compound. They were all in on it. But Plan B, oh my gosh, Plan B. This is what this is. After Trump was safely tucked away inside a prison, never to be heard from again, and gagged, so we couldn't speak from the prison, so we would be leaderless. Plan B was to put everyone who went along with it, and by that I don't mean they wanted it, they were just afraid, the leaders of the entire Republican ecosystem in prison too. We haven't seen this since Russia was the USSR. And we don't even have it all yet. Senator Eric Schmidt said there's a lot more. And I went, more? More than this? More than this. Democrats who have perfected the system of selecting judges, you're supposed to get them through a lottery, but that somehow doesn't apply to Democrats. You just go back to the same judge again and again. Out of like 900, they get the same guy. It's the weirdest thing. Like winning the lottery over and over and over again. This judge issued subpoenas to 34 individuals, 163 businesses, including financial institutes. I'll get to that in a minute. Pointing out that 197 subpoenas were issued by Jack Smith, extending to more than 400, this is the important number, 400 Republican organizations, including Turning Point USA, the Republican Attorneys General Association, These subpoenas were then locked down. In other words, Boasberg ordered that Verizon, AT&T, Apple, the companies behind these devices could not tell the targets for a year. All they'd need to put them in prison was a year. The subpoenas included wiretaps, listening in on Republican conversations, evenly getting information on the communications between the 400 Republican organizations. We're going to end up finding it was over 1,000 individuals, just doing the math there. I mean, you're talking about 400 Republican organizations, multiple phones and devices inside each. The subpoenas extend, listen to this, to even spying on and getting information on conversations between these individuals. These were all Republicans. There's no Democrats. And their communications with media organizations, including CBS, Fox News, Newsmax, Sinclair, and more. They wiretapped Senator Ted Cruz's office phone. This is incredible.
With that many, Tara, I wonder if you're on the list.
I know.
Are you a little offended if you're not?
I kind of would like to be on it. I assume I'm being monitored. I mean, I'd monitor me, but I don't think it goes that far down the ecosystem. But wouldn't surprise me. And that's it. This is putting the Republican ecosystem away. You saw what they did with January 6th, where they literally geofenced, and people who never even went in the Capitol were standing outside of it, were whipped through corrupt DC courts and put in prison. They used 13% of the FBI's personnel operational power just for that. So this was phase two. Put the entire Republican ecosystem in prison. Or if you can't manage to do that, bankrupt them. Drag them through court and destroy them. If Her Highness had won, that's where we'd be. Let me tell you how close we were. We dodged this bullet. Because remember, there's a little bit of an argument this week between Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Barack Obama's plan was to DQ Her Highness and run Mark Kelly, who I think would have given Trump a run for his money. Don't forget, at the time Trump won, he was, yes, more popular than Joe Biden, yes, more popular than Kamala Harris, but they were the two least popular Democrats running. Kelly would have given Trump a run for his money because the public was going to be like, let's just put all this behind us. Let's get rid of Biden. Let's get rid of Kamala. Let's get a Trump. If he had won, if they'd found a way to win, if it had gotten close enough, they could have stolen it, because that's what they would have stolen it if it could have gotten close enough. We would be living through what people in the USSR saw with those show trials right now. The only reason this got stopped was because Trump won. And so many things came together to make that happen. Because never forget, you, and I know people listening, oh, Trump wouldn't lose. He was supposed to be in court in Georgia on Election Day. But we got lucky, and Fannie Willis, remember, is a bigger, much bigger criminal than anybody realized. She got busted for her own crimes, including fraud. That's the only reason that trial got stopped. We dodged another bullet. If Trump wasn't in court in Georgia on Election Day, already, by the way, convicted in two previous cases that were scheduled before, so he would have been in orange jumpsuit and leg irons. If that wasn't the case, he was supposed to be in court in Florida being tried in the classified documents case, except by the grace of God only, and I swear I see God's hand in this, by the grace of God only, this attorney for the other defendant, someone who worked for Trump, happened to notice a pattern in which the FBI and the Department of Justice had themselves committed criminal fraud to make it look like certain classified data had been taken by Trump after his presidency. It wasn't. It was during the presidency that it was taken, but they changed the order. They tampered with the evidence. That's a crime. They then admitted under oath, yeah, we'd committed perjury before the court. It's a felony. And that case ground to a halt. If that lawyer hadn't spent the time and been as brilliant as he was, because Trump's lawyer didn't do that. Trump didn't have as good of a lawyer. That's what's so sad. And caught the sequencing, Trump would have been either convicted or in court on Election Day on federal charges there, never mind the 34 felonies. You weren't supposed to know this, Lee. I wasn't supposed to know this. We weren't supposed to ever see this. Let me bottom line this for you. Not you, Lee, but the audience. They were going to put the whole party in prison or bankrupt everybody so that no one would ever dare to step up and run a TPUSAA again. No one would ever dare to allow free speech on Twitter again. No one would ever dare to run a grassroots organization or to register voters or to turn out the vote or to run the RNC. They were spying on the RNC. That was one of these. Listening to phone calls. The RNC is the head of the Republican Party. I mean, Lee, you know who is in here? Lara Trump.
Yeah.
Stephen Miller, Trump's current deputy chief of staff. Trump's other current deputy chief of staff. Everybody, the whole Republican ecosystem. But, you know, we're told by Barack Obama that, and Jake Tapper, fake Tapper, that the gravest human rights, Bill of Rights violation atrocity ever was the loss of two nights of his show's programming by Jimmy Kimmel.
And that Trump's a dictator.
Yeah, Trump's a dictator, sure. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Judge Brosberg even prohibited AT&T from telling Cruz, Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, about the order to spy on him. Why did this happen? Because 2 years before this, they did the same thing to Kash Patel. They went into Google, to his accounts. They went into his phone. They issued a secret order to spy on him, his family, his mom, everyone around him. And they ordered it to be kept secret for 5 years. But he got it. They finally informed him. This was 2 years before this was launched, so this would have been over 7 years ago. They were already terrorizing Kash Patel. And you know what we did? Nothing. This is what happens when Jim Jordan rolls up his sleeve, sends a strongly worded letter, and then moves on to the next thing after the fundraising dollars come in. We deserve this. We do. We let him get away with too much. But the good news is, finally yesterday, Senator Cruz and Senator Schmidt called for the impeachment of Judge Boasberg. We have got to do something. We cannot let this stand. We can't. We can't. Because it's going to start all over again. And by the way, so we know, the FBI agents, special agents in charge, district office managers, heads, they're still working. Their names are, take out a pen, Aaron Tapp, T-A-P-P. You can find him at FBI San Antonio. James Barnacle, Joe Rothrock, Devin Kowalski, Wayne Jacobs. So that's Philadelphia, Charlotte, Dallas, San Juan, and San Antonio. Those offices key in this operation to take out the Republican Party because we just don't need enemies. The Democrats don't. Why are they still employed? If I don't see these guys with a brown box and the pictures of their family walking out by the end of today, something's wrong. We have got to get them out of there. God knows what they're doing right now. Otherwise, we are weak, 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 weak.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.